Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a pirate radio style wobble bass in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, but with an advanced, sampling driven workflow. The big idea here is simple. We're not trying to make a polished modern dubstep wobble. We want something twitchy, rude, and alive. Something that feels like it's coming through a battered FM broadcast at 2 a.m. sitting under chopped breaks, tape hiss, and that slightly dangerous pirate radio energy. Now, the reason this works so well in drum and bass is because DNB thrives on contrast. The drums are usually tight and precise, and the bass is where you can introduce movement, instability, and character. If the bassline feels like it's breathing, muttering, and reacting to the break, the whole track suddenly feels way more human and way more addictive. So first, set up your session in a clean, sample-friendly way. I want three main groups: drums, bass, and effects or radio. That keeps the whole project easy to navigate while you're working fast. In the drums group, load your breaks into simpler or chop them in arrangement view. Keep the tempo in that classic jungle and DNB lane, around 160 to 174 BPM, depending on how energetic you want the tune. And right away, give yourself some arrangement markers. Intro, build, drop A, switch, drop B, outro. That might feel like a small thing, but it helps you think in phrases instead of getting stuck on one loop. Pirate radio bass is all about phrasing. It should feel like someone is mixing live, not like a loop just sitting there. Before you get fancy, leave yourself headroom. Keep the master peaking around minus 6 dB while you build. If you drive everything too hard too early, the wobble turns into fog, and the break loses definition. Now let's create the bass source. Load up something like Wavetable, Operator, or Analog. For this style, I like starting with a saw-based sound or a clean sine and harmonic layer. The key is not width, the key is bite. You want enough harmonic content for the filter movement and distortion to grab onto. If you're using Wavetable, keep unison modest. Two voices max, very light to tune. Then use a low-pass filter with a bit of drive. If you're using Operator, build a solid sine sub and add a slightly rougher top layer. Keep the notes fairly short at first. Think rude little motifs. Not a big melodic lead line. A good starting key is F minor, G minor, or D minor. Program a bass line with short notes, a few longer holds, and maybe one or two slides if you want extra attitude. Don't overcomplicate it yet. In old school DNB, rhythm does a huge amount of the storytelling. Now comes the movement. This is where the wobble gets its personality. Use auto filter and automate the cutoff in shapes that make musical sense. Don't just draw random curves. Think in terms of a spoken phrase or a drummer answering the snare. Often the strongest motion happens in the back half of the bar or right after a snare hit. A very useful chain here is auto filter into saturator, maybe with a little phaser flanger if you want extra motion. Keep the saturator subtle at first, then push it until the bass starts to get some edge. The filter cutoff can move from low and murky up into the upper mids, but be careful not to overdo it. If you sweep too wide, the bass disappears instead of breathing. One strong advanced move is to put the filter cutoff on a macro inside an instrument rack. Then automate that macro, while also changing note lengths and velocities. That gives you multiple movement lanes at once. The sub stays steady, while the character layer does the talking. That separation is a huge part of keeping the style clean and powerful. Now we get to the sampling heart of the lesson. Once you have an 8-bar bass phrase that feels good, print it to audio. Resampling is where the pirate radio character really starts to appear. Record one clean pass, one pass with filter automation, and one pass with extra drive or movement. Once the bass is audio, you can treat it like a sample, which opens up a much more classic jungle workflow. Warp it if needed, usually in beats mode for rhythmic accuracy. If you need detailed pitch shaping, use a more transparent mode, but honestly, some character is welcome here. Then start chopping. Cut the bass into 1-bar chunks for main phrases, half-bar or quarter-bar bits for switch-ups, and tiny stabs for fills. This is where it starts sounding less like a synth patch and more like captured signal. That's the whole pirate radio thing. It should feel slightly imperfect, slightly worn, and full of attitude. Now split the bass into two rolls. Keep the sub layer pure, mono, and stable. That means a sine-based source. No widening, no chorus, no phasing. Everything below around 90 to 120 Hz should stay locked in the center. Then build the mid bass as the expressive layer. High pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. Add saturation, distortion, or amp if needed, and let the wobble live there. Route both layers to a bass bus. Then glue them gently with a glue compressor and maybe a small EQ cleanup. If the low mids get cloudy, make a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz. If there's a harsh whistle, notch a bit in the 2 to 5 kHz area. The goal is not to sterilize it. The goal is to make room for the break while preserving the rude character. Now write the bass against the drums. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They make the bass behave like a synth loop instead of a rhythm section element. In Jungle and Pirate Radio Rollers, the bass often answers the break. It should feel conversational. Try building your 8 or 16 bar phrase like this. The first 4 bars are restrained, with more lower mid movement and fewer notes. Then bars 5 to 8 open up a little more, maybe with a brighter filter and more syncopation. In the second half, add a variation, maybe 1 or 2 extra notes, or a different slice of the resampled audio. Then in the last bars, bring in a more aggressive chop or a fill before the turnaround. Silence matters a lot here too. A short gap before a bass hit can hit harder than another note. If the break is busy, keep the bass simpler. If the break is sparse, let the bass speak a bit more. The point is interaction, not density for its own sake. Now add some Pirate Radio flavor with effects and degradation. Erosion, vinyl distortion, redux, echo and short reverb tails can all help. Use them carefully. You want the impression of a damaged transmission, not a broken mix. A little extra grit on a phrase ending, a little bit of sample rate crunch on a switch up, or a short reverb blast on one stab can make the whole thing feel live and unstable in a good way. For automation, think about the last bar of a phrase. Open the filter a little. Push the distortion send a little. Drop the utility gain before the next section. Then bring it back for impact. These little dynamic moves create the sense that the bassline is being mixed on air. After that, create a second version of the bass with more aggressive edits. Reverse one hit. Stutter a tiny slice. Pitch a chop down a semitone or two. Pull one note slightly late with warp markers if you want tension. This is a great place to build a clean, dirty, and extreme version of the same idea, then switch between them over the arrangement. That kind of variation is perfect for the second drop. The second half of the tune should not just be louder. It should feel more unstable, more chopped, and more alive. Maybe the notes get shorter. Maybe the filter opens wider. Maybe one bar is heavily degraded, then the next bar snaps back to something cleaner. That contrast is what gives the drop movement and drama. Finally, check your mix in mono. This is absolutely critical. If the wobble loses its identity in mono, the stereo movement is probably too wide in the wrong place. Keep the sub centered and stable. Let the mid-bass move, but don't let phase smear take over. Also make sure the bass isn't fighting the kick, snare, or the break's transient detail. A gentle sideching can help, but don't turn it into modern EDM pumping unless that's intentionally the sound you want. In this style, the groove should stay gritty and controlled. Dense, yes. Huge, yes. But always readable. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the wobble too wide. Don't keep everything as a synth patch forever. Don't overfilter the bass until it vanishes. And don't let the bass fight the break. Also, don't distort the sub. If you want grime, put it on the mid layer or use parallel processing. Here's a great quick exercise. Make a 4-bar bass phrase in a minor key. Add auto filter automation and a bit of saturator movement. Print it to audio. Chop it into at least 4 slices. Make one clean version and one dirty version. Then make the last bar more intense by opening the filter, adding an extra note, or reversing a slice. Loop it with a chopped break and test it in mono. If it feels like an actual DJ Ready Jungle or DNB drop fragment, you're there. If it feels like a generic bass loop, tighten the phrasing, simplify the sub, and give the movement more purpose. The big takeaway is this: build the bass like a sample, not just a preset. Keep sub and mid separate. Resample early, chop and automate with intention. Phrase the wobble in 4 and 8 bar shapes. Protect the mono low end, and above all, let the bass and break talk to each other. That's the Pirate Radio playbook. Dirty, controlled, and full of pressure.